If you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese and so forth, you say you had to feed the...
I had to feed the chickens and all the turkeys, all the guineas, all the baby chicks.
Uh-huh. Or just a general name for all of them.
For the fowls.
And if it was time to feed the animals and do your chores, you'd say that it was...
time to feed the stock and the fowls.
Would you ever call that feeding time or chore time or fodder time?
Well, yeah, I know my mother had a certain time to feed, and her last of her life, she would go out any time of the day, any time kind of weather, at 4 o'clock regardless, and I'd say, Mama, why in the world do you go out this time of day and it's so bad? Why don't you let me run down there, I can feed them? And she says, I couldn't sleep if I didn't get that much exercise, and says, I like to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
So she did.
So, 4 o'clock, you say, was her...
feeding time.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you say the calf began to...
Oh, I didn't quite get...
the noise that a calf makes.
Oh, blading, bleeding, blading. Uh-huh. You know, lowing.
What about a cow?
Well, a cow lows, you know, for her calf, or just lows sometimes.
Uh-huh.
That you wouldn't, I wouldn't know the reason. But then the calf would low or bleat. I think a smaller calf would bleat,
uh-huh.
Or bleat, whichever it is.
What about a horse?
He nickers.
And how would you call a cow to get her in out of the pasture?
Sioux cow.
Could you do it like you call one?
Sioux cow. Sioux cow.
Uh-huh. What about calling a calf?
Well, I don't know. I never did call the calf. If the cow came, the calf came.
Uh-huh.
But if they were separate, I don't know how we'd get them.
What would you say to a cow? Get her to stand still so you can milk her.
Oh, well, no, let's just, you better stand still.
And how would you get her to move her leg back?
Well, you just push her back then.
Uh-huh. How would you call a horse to get him in out of the pasture?
Well, I really don't know how you would unless you called him by name, and you'd have to name him, you know.
What would you say to a horse to get him to turn left or right?
Well, you controlled him with a bridle.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're plowing with a horse, you'd say haul, and also control them with the reins.
Mm-hmm. Reins is what you have when you're plowing?
Uh-huh.
What about when you're riding on them?
Bridle.
Do you call it reins when you're riding on them too?
No, it's the bridle.
Uh-huh.
But he sits in his mouth and you control him. But the reins are not in the horse's mouth when you're plowing. They're fastened to the collar and all that. If I'm right about, I think I'm right about that. I might be wrong. I've forgotten a lot.
Uh-huh.